This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Roughly 15 months after taking office, U.S. President Donald Trump is set to host his first state visit. Sagar Magani reports as French President Emmanuel Macron arrives in Washington for a three-day visit.
French flags are lining Pennsylvania Avenue near the White House with Emmanuel Macron arriving today. The 40-year-old French president's positioned himself as the face of today's Europe and forged a rapport with the much older Trump. But they also differ on key issues like the Iran nuclear deal, which Trump wants to scrap. Macron says there is no plan B, and he will push for keeping the existing framework. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jeff Custer reports that South Korea has halted anti-North Korea propaganda broadcasts in the DMZ.
The news comes as officials from the two Koreas met again to work out details of their leaders' upcoming talks, which are expected to focus on North Korea's nuclear program. Seoul had been blasting propaganda messages and K-pop songs from border loudspeakers since the North's fourth nuclear test in early 2016. The North quickly matched the South's actions with its own border broadcasts and launches of balloons carrying anti-South Korean leaflets across the border. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters on Monday, despite North Korea's overtures to dismantle its nuclear testing facility, the United States was not going to alter its approach to Pyongyang just yet.
We're going to continue the maximum pressure campaign. We have to see real and concrete steps taken towards denuclearization, but I'm not going to get ahead of any negotiations that the president's going to have.
The president may speak with Mr. Kim in late May or early June. This is VOA News. Armenian Prime Minister Serge Sarkisian said on Monday he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet republic following daily street protests since before he took up the post on April 17th. Sarkisian, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has served as Armenia's president for a decade until earlier this month, and had faced accusations of clinging to power when parliament voted for him to take up the post of prime minister. Salah Abdeslam, the main surviving suspect in the 2015 Paris attacks, has been found guilty of terror-related attempted murder in a separate case in Belgium relating to a March 2016 police shootout. David Doyle has more.
4 months earlier, Islamic State militants killed 130 people in the French capital. Police believe Abdeslam is the lone survivor of the IS suicide squad. He and his co-accused, Sofian Ayari, were found by police at an apartment in Brussels. Both have now received 20-year sentences, but neither were in court to hear the verdict. Salah is being held in a French prison awaiting trial for the Paris attacks. That trial is not expected until next year.
That was David Doyle. The top UN disarmament official urged parties in the Iran nuclear deal not to abandon it Monday. This is weeks before U.S. President Donald Trump's May 12th deadline for his European allies to agree to toughen up the terms of the agreement.
We hope that all of its participants remain fully committed to its implementation and long-term preservation.
The deal reached between Iran, the United States, and five other world powers put curbs on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb blast in Kabul, Afghanistan. Serena Dayaram reports it is the latest attack on a voter center ahead of October elections.
The death toll in a weekend suicide attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul has climbed to at least 57 people. President Ashraf Ghani condemned the attack, saying it, quote, cannot divert us from our aims or weaken this national democratic process. More than 7,000 voter centers have been set up across Afghanistan to handle about 10 million registrations. But there have already been at least three attacks on such centers since voter registration got underway earlier this month.
That was reporter Serena Dayaram. It is a boy for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Kate Middleton, the wife of Britain's Prince William, has given birth to their third child, a boy weighing 3.8 kilograms. The new addition to the British royal family is fifth in line to the throne. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of OA 1.